We're talking with Maureen and Karen Ennis today, the Ennis sisters. Well, they're now known as Ennis, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, why did you change your name?
Well, actually what happened was, the last couple of years, I mean, we've been together for 10 years as a trio, and so Teresa just wasn't sure if she wanted to continue on this path. She had some other things that she wanted to explore, and so we took some time off so that we could really see who was in and who was out, and so she decided that she just would like to take some time off and pursue some other things. So right now she's actually doing a solo career, and Maureen and I are continuing on as Ennis, and we support each other 100%, and this is just something, like I said, we've been together for so long that this is just something that had to happen, and I'm sure at some point down the road we will get back together and sing again. But for now, this is kind of where we're at.
Okay, that's great. And Maureen, you're the lead vocals on acoustic guitar, and Karen, you're the backup, I believe.
Yes.
Acoustic
right.
guitar, mandolin, and tin whistles.
Yes.
Okay. Have you changed the instruments since you changed the group, or is it about the same instruments?
No, it's pretty much exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
We're singing the Be Here for a While album, and all the stuff from before. We have Karen Still Dancing and Tim Whistle. We have everything is pretty much the same.
Well, so, and the thing is, Maureen is the primary songwriter, so it, you know, pretty much her songs that we are singing, and the Celtic flair is still there, and from the whistle playing and the other instruments that we have, but we have somebody else singing Teresa's part.
Okay.
And so it's, you know, very, very similar to before. It's just it would be very difficult to change the sound because Maureen is the lead singer and she's the primary songwriter. This is just the sound.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So you're a country band, and yet you have a Celtic flair. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we grew up in Newfoundland, which is a very Celtic place, and so it's just those influences that we've kind of incorporated into the songwriting, and we've. Growing up, we listened to everything from folk music to country music to pop music, and so it's just, this is sort of what comes out, this is the end result, and so it's very unique. Not very often that you would hear tin whistle parts in a country song, but it really sets us apart from everything else that's going on, and that's either going to be a really good thing or a really bad thing.
I think it's a great thing. It's a great thing. We're enjoying your single that we're playing right now, and that's Give Me Love off the album Be Here for a While.
Right.
So that's
right.
Great. So is this the first album that you put out as Ennis?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. So you took a break between the last album and this then?
Yes, we did, and like I said, we just came to a crossroads, and we really wanted to make sure that whoever was going was going to be very committed to the project.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to put out something that was going to be unstable or halfway through someone was going to pull out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of why we took the time. We take this very seriously, and Teresa just felt very strongly about wanting to explore other things right now. So,
because she's been in this band, I mean, really, where she's the youngest, she's been in this band since she was 7.
Okay, wow.
And, basically went along with what her big sisters were doing and what Mom and Dad said was good. And, now that we're older, she never had a chance to say, well, I want to be a teacher.
Okay.
Or I want to be something else. She just basically had to go along with what we were doing. So when this came up, and, this was something she needed to explore, and Karen and I support her 100%, and, as her big sisters, who would we be to say, no, you can't do that, you have to stay with us? I mean, she really needs to explore what she needs to do, because she never really had a chance to say, this is what I want to do.
Okay.
And Teresa's extremely creative, too, and she's been really able to grow and to explore other parts of her creative side, and so, it's like Maureen was saying, I mean, we support this 100%.
Oh, that's great, that's great.
Yeah.
So, did you grow up in a musical family, or was something that your parents decided that you girls should get into?
Well,
it's
just coming from Newfoundland, it's hard-pressed not to be part of a musical family.
Okay.
Music is such a huge part of the culture. So
it's because it rains so much all the time.
It snows.
That we need to stay inside and keep ourselves entertained somehow.
Okay.
So, but yeah, our mother and father, they're both very musical, and there's always music in the house.
Okay.
And they encouraged us to sing and pick up instruments from a very early age. And were very supportive of us with our music and put us in voice lessons and piano lessons and violin lessons and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's because of all those things that developed into this this musical family. But I would definitely say that our parents and just the culture in Newfoundland had a great deal to do with why we chose this as a career.
Okay, great. And you won a few awards. 2002, SOCAN's Award for Top Grossing Canadian Country Song, I'd Never Walk Away.
Mm-hmm.
2002 Juno Award, Canadian Grammy for Best New Country Artist Group, and 2 Gold albums, including one in collaboration with the Chieftains.
Right.
Okay, great. Tell us a little bit about winning these awards. How did you feel, and was it a surprise?
Oh, it's always a surprise when you win. I mean, you go into these things, and for us it really isn't about the awards, although it is nice when you're recognized.
Mm-hmm.
We love what we do, and just the opportunity to do this as a career is pretty huge. But I remember with the Juno, that was the year that they happened in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Okay.
And so, you know, our family and our friends were able to attend, and it just made that win so much more special.
It was special.
And our father, he was so excited for us. He jumped up and he was shaking everybody's hands, and our mother started crying. And it was, you know, it just made that moment something that we will never forget.
We when it comes to awards and stuff, we recognize that, you know, everybody's working just as hard. It just happens to be one person that wins every time. So when it comes to awards, we love that we get recognized, but at the same time, we understand that everybody is working so hard.
And our mother ends up with all the trophies.
That's right. Mom gets to clean them and keep them there. And
okay, so. That's great. Okay. Now, Give Me Love, the debut single and video that released already. Is there a video that goes with it? Or?
We're actually going to be making the video in the
okay.
year of New Year.
Good.
We were hoping to get it done before we headed out on tour, but things just didn't come together in time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we didn't want to rush it.
No.
So we're going to, we're leaving on Wednesday, and
mm-hmm.
we're heading out on tour for the rest of November and December, and as soon as we get back in Nashville in January, we're going to record the video or to shoot the video. But the single was released to radio, and we just felt for this time of year and just the way the world is right now, Give Me Love was such an appropriate song to put out there, and it was one that Maureen wrote with her writing partner Mark Murphy and our producer Randy Scruggs. I don't know if you want to talk about that, Maureen, about the song.
No, it just happened. I mean, I was sitting down, we were trying to come up with another song for the album, and I sat down and I came up with a melody and ran into the guys and said, what do you think of this? And I mean, it pretty much wrote itself. It was written within a couple of hours, and we were all so proud of it.
Oh,
because I think it's so relevant today, that song.
Okay, that's great, that's great. Where are you going on tour?
We're heading out, we have some shows to do in Saskatchewan first,
mm-hmm.
and then we're heading out on the holiday train. And this is our fourth year a part of this, and basically it's two trains that go through Canada and the U.S., and we're on the U.S. train this year.
Okay.
And it just raises awareness for food banks. And you know, because it is very important any time of year for these food banks to be stocked, and you know, because there are so many needy people out there. But Christmas time, it's especially important because it's a time for giving and you do not want to see people do without. So, and this thing has just grown. Every year that we do this, there are more and more people coming out. There's more money being raised. And they, CPR, they're just doing such an incredible job bringing awareness to this cause. So we get on the train on the 28th of November, and we go through the states from, we start in, we start in Pennsylvania,
yeah.
And we go right on. We actually end in Saskatchewan, so it's and it can get pretty cold because we actually drive up to these communities and
mm-hmm.
we get out, and there's a cart that we all sing on.
Okay.
And we do a half-hour show. And so it's all outdoors, and we're playing live. So some of those nights, your fingers can get pretty cold.
Right. I can imagine.
But it's very much worth it. And the kids come out, and they're so excited. And Santa Claus is riding on the train with us. So he comes out, and he's giving out candy canes. And so it's just such a feel-good thing.
Oh, I can imagine. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Are you in Nashville now?
That's right. We moved down in September. So we just felt that we needed to be closer to the industry and just the people who can make a break you. And there's just so many opportunities for writing, for meeting with people, for singing, performing. I mean, this is the hub. So it's a very creative place. And, you know, we feel that it was definitely the right move.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Website?
That's right. It's it's ennismusic.com.
Okay.
And our MySpace page is you can get the link from the Ennis Music site.
Mm-hmm.
And so we encourage people to come and check it out. And you know, we always love to hear from fans and it's, you know, it's a great way to keep in touch with everybody.
Okay, that's great. Okay, anything else you'd like to add, either Maureen or Karen?
Well, it's ennismusic.com.
Ennismusic.com.
Okay, ennismusic.com. Okay, well, thank you very much, and good luck in your career.
Thank you, and thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Through the eyes of a child, I'm seeing everything in a different light. The whole world looks so much bigger, every shade from black to white. But we change as we grow older, and our light begins to fade. It's time that we started looking for a better way. Hey, give me love with no strings. Give me wisdom, give me wings, and fly above. Without a mother, see a man without a bed. She hides her eyes behind sunglasses, and she believes the things he said. Can you see what it is we're doing? Can you see what we haven't done? Can we learn to live together? Can we learn to be as one? The bigger picture, and we're hoping someone else will care. There's a common road to follow, and it's waiting there. It's waiting there. Give me love with no strings. Give me wisdom. Give me wings and fly above. Give me love. Give me love. Yeah! Give me peace to set me free.
And that was Give Me Love.
And that was Give Me Love by Ennis. And this is on CJMQ 88.9 FM, English Community Radio, here in the Eastern Townships.